This is an MUT Radio podcast.
However, I would like to acknowledge our conference sponsors and also acknowledge some of the colleagues I've seen here that I've worked with in different institutions. It is with great pride that I welcome you to the 13th conference, Focus Conference, hosted by the Learning and Teaching Development Center at Mangosuthu University of Technology. We are honored to receive you as our delegates from the different institutions and disciplines and different sectors across the world. Your presence here affirms the importance of collective engagement at a time when higher education is being called upon to deeply reflect on its purpose, its relevance, and its responsibility to society. Across the world, universities are operating in an environment characterized by various changes, uncertainty, social transformation, and evolving expectations from communities we serve. Usually, we are asked questions that relate to our relevance, that relate to our purpose. And often we are told that the graduates that we produce are not properly equipped to deal with real life challenges. What seems to exacerbate the problem is that we are grappling with technologies that are quickly evolving. And there's a view, right or wrong, that as institutions of higher learning, we lag behind. Therefore, the important question is, how do we keep up? How do we sustain ourselves? How do we ensure that we are relevant? And how do we ensure that we produce students who are able to grapple with real life challenges? But most importantly, we need to acknowledge the inequalities that undergird higher education and the fact that there are students in the different institutions of higher learning that grapple with different challenges, not only financial, but also social. We do know that most of our students are leaders in childhood-related families. Therefore, we need to continuously reflect on those dynamic challenges that are faced not only by institutions of higher learning, but also the students that we serve. Our challenges are exacerbated by the fact that most of our students, especially in the so-called historically disadvantaged institutions, continue to grapple with financial challenges. And we all know that we cannot continuously rely on government to assist us in this regard. Therefore, having provided that background, as we engage in the next 2.5 days, we need therefore to reflect on the challenges that I have alluded to, have uncomfortable conversations. And this focus conference is intended to do exactly that. We must reflect on the evolving mission of universities, not only Mangosuthu University of technology. We must reflect on the leadership in those universities. We must reflect on the tensions between leadership and governance, and also how, as universities, we manage or navigate those different tensions. We must also reflect on our learning and teaching practices and ascertain whether they are still relevant, and also what is it that we need to do to improve or to be on top of our game, and of course also how we can begin to capacitate the lecturers that provide the teaching and learning that is required. Again, we must reflect on our research innovation and community engagement that must serve the societal good. And again, it is imperative that we acknowledge the imbalances. We acknowledge that in terms of research, innovation, and community engagement in higher education, the playing field is uneven. Therefore, the question is, how do we collaborate meaningfully as institutions of higher learning? And of course, we have another dynamic of artificial intelligence and the future of higher education. And again, the question is, how do we begin to work confidently with artificial intelligence? And what are the things that we need to bear in mind as we leverage on artificial intelligence and other technologies to enhance our teaching and learning, research and community engagement endeavors in higher education? I want to posit that one of the things that we really must be intentional about is the importance of multidisciplinary approaches, because we all know that the challenges that we grapple with are not discipline aligned, and therefore for us to be able to manage our challenges and the challenges that are confronted with by societies, by our societies, it is important that our teaching and learning and our research and innovation is done in a multidisciplinary fashion, because the wicked problems that we are confronted with need those approaches. Having said that, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to encourage all the delegates to participate actively in the conversations that will take place throughout this conference. Let us share our experiences and our challenges. Let us be aware of the skill sets that we are required to engender between now and 2030, for an example, and let us build on new collaborations. The value of this conference lies not only in what is presented by the different delegates, but also in the conversations that take place between sessions. The relationships that we establish, as alluded to by Dr. Makua, and of course the ideas that continue to develop long after we leave this venue. But also of particular importance is the question, what do we do with these presentations? And or rather, what have we been doing with these presentations? And I hope that some or most of these presentations have found expression in peer-reviewed journals or accredited journals. Allow me to acknowledge the distinguished speakers, facilitators, and scholars who were who have agreed to contribute to this year's Focus Conference. We are privileged to have among us leading voices with expertise spanning higher education leadership, quality assurance, curriculum transformation, academic development, artificial intelligence, digital transformation policy, and university development. We are particularly grateful to all the delegates who have traveled to be part of this important initiative. Your presence and participation will enrich this conference and demonstrate a shared commitment to shaping the future of higher education. The conference itself is designed as a platform for critical dialogue, research, exchange, and ideas, and the sharing of innovative institutional practices that strengthen the responsiveness of the universities. It will be remiss of me not to extend my sincere appreciation to the Learning and Teaching Development Center, the Focus Conference Organizing Committee, and all members of staff who have worked tirelessly to make this gathering possible. The planning of a conference of this magnitude requires commitment, collaboration, and countless hours of work, much of which takes place behind the scenes. We acknowledge and appreciate your dedication. As we open this 13th conference, let us remind ourselves that the future of higher education is not only determined by the technologies we adopt, the policies that we develop, or buildings we construct. It is also determined by the questions that we engage with, by our courage to engage openly, and of course, the values we choose and uphold. Let us therefore use this conference to reimagine, or to continuously reimagine, not only Mangosuthu University of Technology, but institutions of higher learning in general. And always remember that we are not detached from the societies that we serve, and therefore our contributions to the management of wicked problems is critical. It is my sincere hope that the engagements over the coming 2 days will inspire new thinking, strengthen existing partnerships, generate meaningful collaborations, and most importantly, contribute to practical ideas and actions that will enable our universities to respond more effectively to the needs of our societies and to the aspirations of future generations. I am of the view that we'll continuously be engaged with this question of our relevance, of also of our sustainability, especially institutions that are regarded as historically disadvantaged institutions. Therefore, conferences of this nature will always be needed. It is important that we collaborate beyond this annual conference, and our collaboration must manifest itself in different ways, in our teaching and learning, in our research endeavors, and also in understanding new developments such as the impact of AI in teaching and learning and research and innovation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not used to saying much. Therefore, I'll pause on this note and wish you a stimulating, productive, and enriching conference. You are most welcome, and I declare the conference officially open. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.